Yeah, I saw the clip with the Prime Minister, but we have to remember, say, violent songs are what led to the clash culture. And then remember, say, from the clash culture, we have some of the biggest names in Jamaica who turn around and help thousands of ghetto youths, help out hospitals, build community centers, and all of these things. You get me? So it's simply if a man don't want to hear a gangster song, him have a chronic or a protege to go and listen for the culture side. And if you don't want to hear that and you want to hear some girl a whine, you can go listen to Spice of Shensi or Jada Kingdom. So it's just variety. Variety is the spice of life. And we have to remember, like I said, it's a part of the culture. We can't just throw that aside because a fan base is there for it. Whole heap of youths that make millions, and in return they might help out a lot of youths, which politics now do nothing. So if you're gonna put politics in that and ban it, that just not make sense right there. So